Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble falling asleep? Welcome. You're in the right place. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. And what do I mean by do the rest? I mean create a safe place where you can set aside any racing thoughts, thinking thoughts, brainy thoughts, thoughts of whatever, you know, blah, 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 whatever, like a ticker tape, like of thoughts, like, broadcasting, this just in, you're no good, this just in, what a disappointment, you know, stuff like that, whatever's going on. If you have a freaking World War II announcer or whatever, like from those movies from the History Channel, as your inner critic, man, hopefully this podcast helps, but what you're going to do is I'm going to distract you from those thoughts by telling you a story or just talking. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying, listen, try to visualize. But, you know, you don't have to concentrate because I'm just going to, you know, meander around like a river out in the countryside. That it's meandering enough so it doesn't get stagnant, but it ain't racing like some river where trouble starts. So if that trick, let my voice trickle away the nasty thoughts in your brain or something like that, like down, it's just floating. See, your thoughts are just floating down that river so slow, like so natural. They're gone. And don't worry, they're going to get caught on a log. And they'll be there in the morning. The log's near the foot of your bed. When you get up in the morning, you'll see it. Oh, yeah, I forgot about you. Frog brain or whatever. Lizard brain. Let me pop you back in. Let's go about our regular life. But tonight, I'm going to try to help you get a decent night's sleep. Or at least soothe you. Lull you. Bore you. However you want to define it. That's what we do here. If it's your first time here, welcome. Also, can ask as you try this podcast. It's a little bit silly, strange, weird, off the beaten path, and meant to, you know, give you a little tiny smile, maybe. I mean, me, I'm a big time frowner, so believe me, for me to try to make anybody smile is a tall order. But that's what, and then, you know, just pay a little bit of attention. You don't got to give me your whole attention. You don't even have to listen to the whole show. I hope you don't. I hope some of you might already be asleep, but that's what we do. We're on the web, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com or just sleepwithmepodcast.com. You don't feel like putting those W's in, or you're a potential fundamentalist, as we talked about, and you don't want the W's to derail you. Sleepwithmepodcast.com. This is a one-shot episode, so there's no extra website stuff. If you need to get a hold of me, you want to express something, talk to me, tell me a story, say, hey, your podcast make me think of this. You know what drives me nuts about you? Don't send that one. But you know, if you need to, I'd rather you get it out and get it, you know, say it to me, than keep it in. You know, I don't know. But so the feedback at Sleep With Me Podcast is the email address. You can get me on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. You can get me on Facebook. Some Sleep With Me podcast, I think. You can comment on the website, or you can email me, sleepwithmepodcast.com/SASE. It's all our mailing address info. And if I haven't got back to you, it's because I've had a torrent of positive feedback lately from you wonderful people. So I'll get back to you soon, as I possibly can. So that's it. That's how you get a hold of me. That's what this podcast does. Again, I hope I help you fall asleep if you only come here once or twice, or I help become part of your wind down routine. You know, if this podcast doesn't help you fall asleep because it's not something, but you still like it, you could listen to it while you brush your teeth and stuff. Again, you don't have to. If you miss something, it's not going to be important. One important thing for tonight. When you leave the house, shut the oven off, okay? That's it. And the stove. Shut the stove and the oven off. Okay, there. You heard it. That's it. That's the only thing you have to remember. And you don't even have to remember that because you're not going to be cooking while you're asleep, I hope. So that's it. I'm glad you're here. And that's it. Let's get on to tonight's episode. Okay, tonight we're on our freestyle, off season, I guess, maybe, I don't know what to call it, but we don't have a serial story because I want to get caught up on some requests, and because I get requests, and I have a pretty rigid structure around here because that's how I get things done, to be honest with you. But it's nice to have a little break and to be able to do some new stuff or different stuff. So tonight I'm filling requests with a real-time recipes episode. If this is your first, there's only been one episode, real-time recipes. It's technically, it'd be where we're doing recipes in real time, which is be incredibly boring. And again, it's like based on my pop culture addiction or the fact that I was raised by television in a good way. A lot of people say that. So I had the self-addressed stamped envelope thing because I loved the game shows and I always was like, what's that? And this is like, you know, Letterman or Johnny Carson or Conan or any of those other shows. They bring on somebody to cook and their food's already done and it's done in 10 seconds. Even the cooking TV shows. And that's not boring. That's in it. A lot of those shows are really entertaining. I mean, heck, the friggin' cooking shows are off the charts. I mean, I hear people, it's popular. So this is not to capitalize on the popularity. It's just to contrast and make that boring. So we got two recipes. Tonight I'm going to try to cover two recipes. Now, there's a couple things we I'm going to get out ahead of time because I don't want to offend anybody. Now, again, I don't want to, hedge my bets very much on this podcast or, like, try to, you know, please everybody. But I want to make sure this is to put it out there for you guys. You know, I'm going to give you some basic recipes. Now, if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you don't eat pork products, because I have great respect for you. If you don't eat gluten or wheat, I have great respect for you. And I understand a lot of people, that's like a preference. Some people, it's a cultural or religious necessity. And some people, it's a physical health necessity. So I'm going to give you the basics of these recipes, but I would love to hear from people. I know I got a couple people out there. Bethany's the one that comes to the top of my head that write blogs about food and recipes. I think hers is G-free, gluten-free. But yeah, share with me how to tweak these recipes or how you would tweak them. Damon, my buddy, in the Big SD or the San Diego. I don't know if it's the Big SD, but he shared with me, you know, his I think I shared about his twists on the flatbread pizza with some, I don't know, vegan cheese. I'd have to look back at the rest, old rest. But anyway, so I'm going to put that out there ahead of time. Is that, yeah, I can't please everybody when it comes to recipes, and I can barely, but I try. So these are easily adaptable by someone that knows what they're doing, but I don't want to try to go down the road of like offering alternatives and then screwing everything up. Prefer a screwed up my way. All right, so that's caveats or whatever the hell they are. Now, so we're going to do two recipes tonight, ideally. And they're both, I had one last night for dinner as a, you know, prep. And then the other one I had, I think last Monday, probably last Monday, maybe two Mondays ago. So these are both, one is like become a regular part of my cooking. And the other one is more of a treat food. So, and unfortunately, I probably, when I get down to doing the show notes, I'll think of fancy terms for it, the recipes. But one is a pasta recipe, creamy pasta recipe. So again, another one, lactose people, you might want to stock up on lactose pills because this is going to have some cream. And so it's a creamy pasta recipe. And the other one is a meat. We're going to do a basic meatball, whatever architecture, I don't know what the hell you call it, but we're going to add a very Americanized twist on the meatball. And these are both recipes that the pasta recipe was adapted. I've been cooking this pasta recipe for at least 12 years. It was in some cookbook that was made of paper and staples that had Italian recipes in it. I have no idea. And I tweaked it. So fair trade or whatever the hell it's called. It only partially represents what I saw, but it's a basic herb pasta recipe, herb cream pasta. The other one, now I don't want to toot my friggin' own horn because it's so basic, but I made it up, so there. Okay, so I'm grabbing my notes here, and first thing we're gonna do is our shopping list. It'll be on, don't worry yourself about a shopping list in your head, you know, you're in bed. You know, this is just real-time recipes here, but so it'll all be in the show notes. How good it'll be, I don't know. This is a podcast to put you to sleep, not to friggin' cook your dinner. And again, like I said, if your teeth need to be brushed, like I can't come brush your teeth for you, regular people. But if you're some crazy billionaire and you understand boundaries, you know, there is a price. I have standards, so it's like not a price to do anything. But I'll come brush your teeth, but it's going to cost you. I said, like, about, depending on once we have an appointment to discuss it, about 10 grand a round. So that's like if you do it twice a day, it's 20 G's, and that doesn't count expenses. And that's no perversions. And so cooking-wise, you don't want to hire me as your personal chef because I'm not a cook. I mean, I'm a cook. I'm not a chef. But again, if you need me to come to your house and cook for you, dinner one time, 100 grand probably. So 100 grand is maybe my starting price. So if you, and again, I would have to check your accounts first because I don't want to bankrupt anybody. You'd have to be able to afford it. But so that's, I'm just putting that out there for any trillionaires that are listening that really like blowing your money. But again, if you're like someone that I come to get to your house and it's like MC Hammer in the old days, I probably won't take your money and I'll probably leave because I feel like guilty. So again, this ain't neither here nor there. Okay, so shopping list. Now we're going to buy everything tonight except for salt and pepper on the assumption you got nothing of the stuff. But you might have some basics like garlic and onion at your house already. And I'm talking, you know, garlic, not garlic powder, olive oil. Did I say onion? I meant olive oil. But so we're going to run down for the pasta. This is our shopping list. We need olive oil, garlic, salt and pepper, Parmesan cheese, basil, fresh parsley. Note on the parsley. Normally people recommend Italian parsley. I've been having bad luck with my Italian parsley lately in this recipe and in other recipes and maybe there's a chef out there listening that could tell me why. It smells a little oily. It's clean and I wash it, but it smells a little oily. Like I'm talking motor oil when I start to cook it. So I've been moving more away from the flat leaf parsley to the fuzzy, I don't know what the hell you call it, the regular parsley. Italian, I think, is flat-leafed, and the other kind, but that's not important. Get some parsley, and get the non-flat-leaf if you can, just in case. I don't want to be oiling you up. So basil, parsley, heavy cream, bacon, and then we're going to get fresh tortellini. Now, when I say fresh tortellini, I mean, the tortellini you get in a refrigerated section. You can get in any supermarket. We're going to do all our shopping tonight at Trader Joe's because of the value and the convenience. Again, I'm not a shill for Trader Joe's, but I'm going to shill for them right now for free. Is that they've got some pretty good fresh pastas in their refrigerated section. You can get all the stuff for both these recipes there. And I drink about a pound of coffee a week. It's just not just mental problems that make me this nutty. It's caffeine. I stopped drinking coffee at noon, though, by the way, or before noon. But I drink about a pound of coffee a week, $5.99 for a ground French roast at Trader Joe's, a pound. You can't get coffee like at that price that's decent anywhere. Now, I'm not a coffee snob. And maybe it's not free trade coffee, which, you know, then I'm going to have to, you know, feel bad about myself. But, again, just one thing. Now, if you have, let's not go down politics road tonight. So that's the shopping list. is a tortellini. Now, tortellini, here's my advice when you get to tortellini. We're going to make enough for two Trader Joe's packages of tortellini. Now, at your regular supermarket, you're going to get like some Buitoni is normally the brand that they carry. It's green. They used to have another name, but it either got bought or they changed their name. But I'd recommend a three or four cheese tortellini. It's pretty standard. And then Trader Joe's has something that's not called tortellini, but it's the same thing. It's just like a bag. It's a tortellini, but instead of being that tortellini shape, it's a little baggy-looking tortellini called like praline or parkaline or I don't know what the hell it's called. But I'm getting some deja vu in here. Did I already do this episode? But anyway, that's got some like some meat in it and something. So I get one of each of those. Okay, so that's but this is just the shopping list. We'll do the what am I doing? So the other shopping list, we're gonna get 2 pounds of ground beef. And again, this is something you can totally tweak. But we're doing 80-20 ground beef because this is an Americana recipe. You're going to get a bag of Trader Joe's taco seasoning. We're going to get eggs. We're going to get a thing of breadcrumbs, a package of breadcrumbs. And then you're going to get some taco fixings, whether you get sour cream, cheese, and hard tacos, or you get soft shell tacos and guacamole, whatever the hell you want. Taco fixings, just like we did pizza fixings. That's a very personal thing. Salsa, I don't know what the hell you put on your tacos, but maybe I don't want to know. I'll tell you what I would put on them. This is a pro tip bonus, is you buy sour cream, couple limes, and you have some smoked paprika. You squeeze those limes into the container sour cream, stir it up. Now, you might have some spillage there, so be careful. Then you sprinkle the smoked paprika in there. I don't know if you can buy smoked paprika at Trader Joe's. And then you stir it up, and it'll get red. Don't overdo it, but don't underdo it. That you can put on tacos. You can put them on whatever the heck you. It's great. It's got some lime tang. It's got the sour cream tang. And it's got a little spicy smoked paprika. So, boom. That's, you know, whatever. I don't know. Use it or don't. All right, so that's our shopping list. Oh, bacon. I said bacon, right? I think I said bacon. I don't remember. Now, if we're gonna head out to Trader Joe's right now by, you know, the virtual magic podcasting. But if you want to do any prep, cook, you know, if you got an extra day, cook your bacon ahead of time. However you choose to cook your bacon. Again, you can buy your bacon any way you want. We'll talk about that at Trader Joe's. But again, don't leave the oven or the stove on. If you cooked your bacon, you know, drain it on paper towels and refrigerate it or whatever the hell you do with it. Okay, let's go. I'll meet you at Trader Joe's, okay? Or, like, you want to meet at the parking lot? Probably let's meet at the parking lot, but in a non-creepy way. So probably not the parking lot. Like, I'll wait for you, like, across, you know, when you cross the street from the parking lot to the sidewalk. I'll meet you at the sidewalk. Hey, it's good to see you. How about this weather, huh? Are you ready to go into Trader Joe's? Okay, great. I'll take the cart. You just, you can't ride on the cart because it says it's like under 38 pounds. You can't. Okay. So, okay, and keep an eye out for JoJo and the other friggin' two, Elephant Boy or whatever it's called, and Panda Bear or something. Or JoJo's a Panda Bear. I don't know, because you can get a lollipop or something. All right, so we're going to take it right here. Now we're in the, right on the right here is basil. Oh, no, it's not. That's basil's over there. Parsley's here. Now this is the flat leaf parsley. They don't have the friggin' curly Q, but we're going to buy it just to say we bought it. Okay, we're going to keep going. And they have some Parmesan here. Now we have a selection. I'm going to get the Italian Parmesan Reggiano legit, and we'll shred it when we get home. All right, next on that second island over there is where they usually have the basil. Now you can get that. On the other side, they have organic, but we'll just get the regular basil for now. because I don't have any idea what the difference is. So, and the downside is they give you a lot of basil. So we'll have to, you'll have to find another use for the basil. Maybe make some margarita pizzas. Yeah, that's a great idea. Great idea. You are. Whew. Did I tell you how great you look today? Man, can't believe that people don't tell you that nonstop. You look great. All right. You've been working. What have you been doing? Just walking? Yeah, people say that walking is so good for you, and I can tell. It's like you're glowing. Anyway, I'm going to curl around here. So we got the cheese, we got the basil. Okay, so now we got the meat section coming up here, and we're going to grab two of those packages of ground beef. Now, a little tip, they also have the New Zealand grass-fed ground beef in the frozen section. It's around the same price. And then they have, I've always wanted to do this, they have dark turkey meat and regular turkey meat ground here sometimes. So, but we're just going to get the 80-20. It's economical. That's another thing I love about it. Two packages. Okay. And then we're going to go up here. Now you see they have the two kinds of bacon, that applewood, but they also have these bacon ends. And we're going to grab that. It's $2.99 for a pound. You really can't go wrong with it. Sometimes you're going to get way too much fat, but we'll just deal with that, you know, when we get home. We're not going to worry about it. Okay. All right. Can you go run back there? See where I'm pointing that girder? That's holding up the roof. There's a garlic on that girder. And then I'm going to go get this cheese from this. I've got a crush on her. So just give me, but I'm just going to get cheese. I'm afraid to talk to her. But, you know, hopefully she'll just tell me she's in love with me this time instead of just, like, usually she talks to somebody else who asks. Anyway, I'll meet you back at the cart. Hey, yeah, that was the magic of the... This is, you should go back there and try some of this. It's like some sort of cheese with truffles in it. And then I asked her if truffle was a mushroom. She said no. So, okay, let's keep shopping. No, don't worry about it. No, I don't want to talk about it. It's like some guy said to her, what's up, that works here. So I bet you it doesn't matter. It's not a big thing. Eggs. So grab a thing of eggs. Great. You're like a mind reader. You open eggs and check it too. I never do that, and then I always get home and they're once busted. Thank you. Okay, now right to the right of the eggs, which we could have missed, is the tortellini. Now see here, those are the four cheese. So we're gonna get a package of that, and then those are the praconlines or whatever the heck it's called. They got that prosciutto in them, and then some other stuff. So we're gonna grab them. Now. I want to show you this right on the packages. You see the four cheese tortellinis, they cook for 5 to 7 minutes. And the praline friggin' thingamajigs, they cook for 2 to 3 minutes. So we just want to remember that. That's going to be one of your special jobs, okay? Oh, thank you. Okay, so we're going to curl around. Here's the milk and stuff. We're going to grab the heavy whipping cream there. Just the regular one. Yeah, it's like white and purple. And a nice color. It's actually the color of the podcast, those purples. Because my buddy Scotty, great, grab that. All right, we're going to skip the frozen aisle. And then this next aisle, right there's the olive oil. Now, I'll tell you what, I don't know anything about anything, but I get the regular, that Spanish olive oil there. It's non-virgin. I think if you use the virgin, it's better for when you're using it for, one of them's better for vinaigrette type stuff. But I think this stuff is, I don't know. I just buy, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but whatever. Grab that. Hopefully at some point I'll be able to bump into the unfiltered, you know, olive oil category. I'm not there yet, but, you know, one day, you know, yeah, right? One day we'll, you know, we'll book a vacation and freaking on the beaches of freaking somewhere drinking unfiltered olive oil. What do you say? All right, so we got the olive oil. We're going to assume we have salt and pepper at home, right? All right, so we're going to go to this line. We're going to hang a right. That girl's just, okay, don't look at her. Don't look at her. She's the cheese. Yeah, she's cute. Be more than that. So hang a right. No, no. Please don't introduce me. Hi. No, yeah, I was trying to make a joke about the, if we're truffles, mushrooms. And, you know, poisonous mushrooms. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this. No, we're just friends, but we're good friends. Yeah, no, it's, I don't have a podcast. I mean, I do have a podcast, but that's nothing to be. Oh, you love podcasts? Okay, well, you know, believe it or not, I'm in the middle of doing a podcast. This is awkward because I've been trying to. You think that's cute? That's the kiss of death, though. Oh, you laugh at that. Okay, we actually got to get shopping. But it. Okay, I will say stop and say hi before I go. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I mean that. I like smiling at that, too. Okay, so. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for embarrassing me, but yeah, maybe one day. Well, thanks. You know, I think I get it. You care about me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I know I'm red because I feel red on the inside too, but of the good kind. So we're gonna swing, but I gotta stay in the zone. Thank you. Well, maybe I'll ask for a number, but I don't know if I have the courage to do that. But so we'll take it right here. It's a taco section. Yeah, I do have. I'm not trying to ignore. Thank you, but we gotta concentrate. So, there's taco shells if you want taco shells. Yeah, I'm trying to recover because you did embarrass me, but in a good way. I said it. And then there's the taco seasoning. Again, look at the label here. Most taco seasoning that you get at the regular supermarket asks for 1 pound of beef. This is a 2 pounder bag. You can use it all. So just remember that. But we got 2 pounds of beef, so we're set. And then there's the breadcrumbs. We're going to grab the breadcrumbs. And I think we're pretty set with everything. So if you want to grab any taco seasoning or anything, oh, I should go grab it and you'll get in line and pay for it. Okay. No, I swear. I'll meet you. Oh, I guess I'll meet you back at the house. So we have everything. The one other thing, let me grab some cilantro, but I'll bring it with me. Okay, I got an idea. Oh, hey, yeah, I beat you home. I'm boiling water here. So, yeah, come on in. And I cooked, believe it or not, I got home so fast I cooked. Did I ask her out? Possibly. Possibly. No, that's not, doesn't mean it's a no. It means maybe I did. No, please, we got to get this podcast episode done. So, I'm boiling the water. It's not boiling. I cooked the bacon. Now you're going to notice I've already chopped the bacon up. We've got about 2 handfuls of bacon set aside there in a Rachel Ray style. We just have it in a bowl ready. So that's ready. The bacon's prepped and done. And water's going to be boiling for the pasta. Now, while the water boils, I'm going to chop this garlic up. I'm chopping up 5 cloves. You want between 2 and 5 cloves, depending on how you like your garlic. So I'm chopping it. Yeah, she was. See, she's like an understated beauty, no doubt about it. Yeah. What about you? What's going on with you? Well, I mean, what can I say? People are fools for not knowing how wonderful you are. It's a good thing we have this whole, you know, just friendship thing with underlying attraction, where we said it. You know, I feel like I'm in a freaking Molly Ringwald movie when I'm with you. Yeah, no, I don't know if I feel more like Andrew McCarthy or the guy that's on My Two Men or whatever that show's called that Charlie Sheen was on, John Cryer. Yeah, I don't know. I don't relate to either one of those actors. Not. So garlic's chopped. So we're going to set that aside. I don't feel like doing dishes, so I'm just going to push it. I got this big cutting board, so I'm going to push it into a little pile on its own. And then we're going to make the pasta first. Sorry. And then I'm still off from you, you know, love bombing me or whatever you want to call it. So we're going to chop up 2 handfuls of basil and about 3/4 of a handful of parsley. And we can chop that all together. So I'm going to chop that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess more Cameron Fry is who I am relate to as opposed to those two guys. Even though I know he wasn't in like a romantic comedy, the Ferris Bueller, there was romance in it, and Charlie Sheen. But yeah, Cameron Fry, well, but I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm definitely not Ferris, though I idolize Ferris. So that's it. The basil and the parsley's chopped, and we're going to put that in its own pile here. Okay, the water's boiling, so remember from the labels. And this is an important part here, is we're going to undercook the pasta by 1 minute. So we're going to put the tortellinis in now, and they got to go for 5 minutes. So they're going to be done in 4 minutes. And the praline pasta needs 2 to 3 minutes. So we're going to pull that out. So we're going to put that in, and in 2 minutes, we'll put the praline in, and then we'll pull it all out. Okay, so let me know in 2 minutes. So we got the bacon. Okay, we're shredding the cheese here. I'm going to open this cheese up. I got my shredder. So I'm shredding it. And again, I like to shred about 2 palmfuls, like this container at the bottom of my shredder that catches the cheese. How handy is that? So that's about 2 palmfuls anyway. So I'm just going to fill that up with the shredded cheese. And the spilling cheese, what I do is, since I just put it in with the basil and the Parmesan, okay? So, has that been 2 minutes? 2 minutes in heaven? I remember 7 minutes in heaven. Jennifer Connelly was in that movie. Anytime I think about that movie, I have some sort of crazy deja vu and panic attacks at the same time from that movie. Okay, put the praline in. It's been 2 minutes. And then we're going to do a little prep here. We're going to get a colander. And in about 45 seconds, we're going to start to get the water going as cold as we can from the faucet. Okay. Let me just double check everything. Okay. I need you to open up the heavy cream and the olive oil. Okay. And all right, the pasta's done. And we're putting it in the colander. Pour the hot boiling water. I'm going to use protection, obviously. Yeah, of course I would use, I mean, that face, her face was off, but yeah, of course I use protection. I mean, not that I, you know, what I needed. So pouring it, okay, so we have the pasta, it just fills. Now hit it with cold water. Now two things, we got to get all this pasta, we got to get the pasta down, the temperature down. Now, one thing safety-wise, because I care about you, is don't stick your hand in there, because there's still, even though as the outside of the pasta cools, you just shake the colander like that. Yeah, shake it like a Polaroid picture. Well, not really, because then the pasta would go over. Or more shake it like your Jiffy Pop popcorn. And then now slowly start your finger in the middle of the pasta. It kind of feels, your hands are clean, right? Okay. So we're going to get the center of the pasta cooled. And then, but we don't want to burn yourself. And then kind of, as it gets cooler, shake it around and feel if it's all the pasta cool. There's no more boiling going on. Okay. And maybe you keep doing that for a few more minutes. I know we have this magical system for recycling this water so it's not being wasted. So that's a positive thing too. But get that pasta cooled. You could have used an ice bath, maybe, but I don't. That sounds so fancy and out of my league. But yeah, good job getting the pasta down. Now I'm going to start this other pan, which is like a could be any kind of pan that you're going to fill up with liquids and fry in. I use actually the thing we just made the pasta in, because it's stainless steel, but it could be a nonstick pan if you have that. But so I'm going to put it back in the heat and I'm gonna put on a different burner because I want to get the temperature just to medium, and then see. Watch the olive oil. I'm gonna do 3 glugs, glug, 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 and then swirl that around. I'm gonna get that up to medium. The pasta's good, right? Just keep it. You can keep it on the side there. Now, as the olive oil heats up, you can tell if it's heated up. Some people say it shimmers. I can just tell because it smells like a little olivey. And we want to get to medium. Let's just stay medium. Like if you cook a lot, you can go to medium, medium, high. But if you're not a regular cook, keep it at medium. Because what we're going to do is now that my olive oil is hot, I'm going to add the garlic. This is a critical part here, is that you can't burn the garlic because it's not good. You want to barely get the garlic cooked golden, but barely golden. What I do is I throw the garlic in because I'm going to be over medium high, but I'm going to pull the pan off. of the heat, swirl it while my garlic cooks. It's going to take maybe a minute to 2 minutes. But since I'm at medium high, it's already cooking, but I'm watching it. And you can tell, again, by the fragrance, after you've been doing this a while, that it's getting it's at the right stage. And then, boom, we're going to push the basil and the parsley in. We're going to put it back on the heat, and we're going to swirl that together. Now, the basil and the parsley is going to bring the temperature of the oil back down, and we can raise it up to medium high if we're not at medium high. And just spin that around and keep an eye on it, that the garlic doesn't burn, but you're just going to keep it for a minute or two. We're going to kind of wilt the basil and the garlic, or cook it, whatever you want to say it, and then see how that's going. Swirl that. Yeah, you know how, those triceps on you, man, those are, you know, it's an underrated muscle, tricep, I think, but on you, it looks great. Not that it would look bad on anybody, but I just noticed, I'm just, you know, pointing out how good your tries are. So take, okay, so we got that cooked. We're going to take the cheese now. We're going to throw the cheese in. Now, this is when you could have not enough olive oil. So you want to have about a quarter inch olive oil at the bottom of the pan there. So that your cheese is kind of floating on the, and now just start swirling it together and see the cheese is starting to melt into the oil. And we're just going to soften up the cheese a little bit in the oil by itself. And then we have this container of heavy cream. And then we're going to put about half of the heavy cream in there. Again, this isn't science. Glug it in there. Glug, 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 glug. And now we have a little, just start stirring. Now, we're at medium high. And we're going to bring this up so that the cheese melts into the cream. But you don't want to scald the cream or burn the bottom of the pan, the cheese, or anything. So keep stirring and keep an eye on that. While I'm going to grind some pepper in there, and then I'm going to add the bacon. See? And then you swirl the bacon in. And if you're a spice person, you could add some hot pepper or some hot sauce at this point, or not. And salt is a dangerous thing with this. Like, this would be the time to add a little bit of salt. Now, see, it's going to start bubbling. The cream's going to start foaming. Just stir it, and we're going to drop it down to medium. It's almost boiling, and we just want to melt the cheese, but we don't want to cook anything. But, you know, we want it hot, so maybe keep it at medium. Okay, that's good. And swirl that in. The pepper's looking good. Now, you can add salt, but you never know how salty your bacon's going to be. So maybe just add salt to taste while you're eating it, so that you don't over-salt it and ruin the dish. But so at this point, the cheese is melted. Everything's mixed in. We're going to add the pasta back into the pan. And, yeah, just stir it. And you're just going to keep stirring it and folding the pasta into the cream. And just keep folding it. And then something magical is going to happen. Watch as you do this. Maybe bump it. We can bump it up to medium high again. And we're going to kind of heat the pasta through. And see, watch as you're folding it. Notice that it's thickening. The sauce is thickening because the liquid is being absorbed by the undercooked pasta. We're going to do this for about a minute or two, and I'm going to get some bowls. I'm going to shred just a little more cheese, and you could sprinkle herbs on the top if you want to be real fancy, but we're just going to shred a little more Parmigiana, yeah, and see how that's thickening up, and you can see it's steaming, so we're getting heated through, but you can get it nice and thick there. And now this is going to be a hearty, hearty meal. Believe me, this is like, if you're, you know, you don't want to be eating this all the time because it's got the calories, it's got the saturated fat, it's got the non-saturated fat, it's got the carbohydrates, it's got the cheeses, it's got the sugars, it's got the creams. I don't know about sugars, but so that's it. Look at how thick that is. And yeah, we're just going to dole that into two bowls, and less is going to be more because we got the bacon. This is a rich, delicious, and that's it. Eat it while it's hot. Sit down, you eat. And the only downside to this recipe is, one, it's so rich, and we made a lot, and we made it to share because, you know, she's coming over, believe it or not, to eat some of this. You believe that? Yeah, she's bringing her boyfriend. But, you know, so I had to ask her out, and I said, oh, we're going to go cook. And she said, oh, can I ask my, you know, Ricky, my boyfriend, to come. I said, sure. So they're going to be here. So maybe we'll make friends with... Yeah, I didn't want to tell you until you had some, you know, some comfort food. Well, I don't need, cooking for you is my comfort. So that's it. Yeah, you eat that. Isn't that great? So like I said, the only downside is it doesn't, so we have those two to share with because, it just doesn't, it's not good for leftovers, something like it's like all the cream gets absorbed into the pasta and all that's left is oil. It's edible and good. It's just not, it's just unbelievable right now. Right. All right. Okay, I'm going to hit the magic podcast button so that we share it with this girl that I had a crush on and her boyfriend. And the dishes are done. And then we'll be right back here in my kitchen magically in 5, 4. And you just eat that creamy, creamy bacon-filled pasta. Again, if you don't eat pork products, you try some turkey bacon. You could try some... turkey bacon is probably your best bet, or some bacon, or something like smoked, maybe, I don't know, maybe some smoked salmon might be good in there. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, so, yeah, look at how clean the kitchen is. They were nice. I mean, yeah, they seem happy together, so I'm not, that doesn't bother me one bit. She did seem, like, not my type. I mean... As far as being wonderful, beautiful, that laugh. But, I mean, again, yeah, not my type as far as, like, maturity level, for sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I need someone with a, you know, immaturity level, right? So, okay, so kitchen's clean. Everything's put away. Leftovers, you're full, but you're ready to eat again in some sense. Okay, so what we did while you were eating your pasta... was we prepped our taco. I have shredded cheese. I have that sour cream and lime, smoked paprika. I have some hard taco shells ready to go in my toaster oven. So I have my taco and some salsa and some hot sauce ready to go for tacos. Now, ground beef tacos, I don't know where you come from, but to me, there's nothing that says Middle America or anywhere USA like ground beef tacos. And it's a comfort food for me. And actually, I grew up on the East Coast. I met someone that grew up in outside of LA, and it was their favorite comfort food. So it seems like one of those things that is easy to make. So this is a twist on ground beef tacos, which are already easy enough to make, but this is also going to teach you the basics of making a meatball, which you can pretty much uses a jumping point for going anywhere, and it just makes it easier to store and freeze leftovers. But so we have our taco prep, and then we have 2 pounds of ground beef. I put it in this giant bowl I have here. You can see just the ground beef in there. Now I have 2 eggs. I have the taco seasoning. I have 2/3 of a cup of breadcrumbs, and that's it. And I'm going to take the eggs. I'm going to crack them, put them in with the beef. Then we're going to put the breadcrumbs in and the taco seasoning. Now I'm going to mix it with my bare hands. They're clean. Your hands are going to get really cold and covered in beef juice and other stuff. But we're just going to squeeze it together. See, watch, I'm doing that. Oh, that's, yeah, I do. I mean, I have some, yeah, thanks. I'm glad you like my hands. You're just going to squeeze. Yeah, it's fun squeezing the egg yolks through your fingertips, isn't it? And the crushing the ground beef. Very therapeutic, but we're going to see how the seasonings are starting to mix in, the taco seasonings mixing in. But this is your basic ground beef superstructure that I follow is 1/3 of a cup of breadcrumbs, an egg, and 1 pound of ground beef. And now I just remember that I chopped up 2 handfuls of cilantro that I'm going to throw in there if you like cilantro. So yeah, we're just going to do that. And that's it. See, it's all mixed together. And now I'm going to start making little meatballs. I make my meatballs in my hand. So they're maybe 1 inch to 1.5 inch meatballs. And you're going to be able to make, we're going to make a lot of meatballs here. Yeah, watch me. Yeah, that's relaxing. No, we don't need to make out right now, but I can feel the tension between us. I guess we're not going to. I guess it worked out. Like, this is like, I'm like Ducky or whatever the hell the guy's name was, and you're like the pink lady. I guess Anthony Michael Hall would be who I would be. Yeah, no, that's definitely 100%. But he never got with Molly Ringwald. It was Andrew McCarthy and then Ducky, right? But he got with somebody, right? Kelly, when they made the Robot Woman with Weird Science, didn't he had a girlfriend, maybe. But yeah, I'm Anthony, just remember, yeah. So maybe we don't need to break this tension. Maybe Andrew McCarthy is going to show up and sweep you off your feet. Yeah, we're like, who's that? I'm thinking, I know what movie you're talking about. It was Eric Stoltz, and she was blonde. Mary something, not Mary Stuart Master Antonio, but Mary W. maybe. But anyway, so that's it. Look at all these meatballs. Now, cooking your meatballs, you might be saying, what the hell did you do? So what I have on my stove here is a cast iron combo. It's a griddle on one side and a grill on the other. Now I'm going to turn it over. It covers two burners so I can cook all these meatballs on the grill here at about medium heat. My grill's warm. And you just got to rotate them and cook them. Now, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. You could cook them in the oven. You cook them on the grill outside. You could probably fry them. Again, for this case, if you're just making it, like, just take how many you need for dinner tonight, maybe, and fry them if you don't have a stovetop grill or a grill outdoors. And, you know, they're going to be a little lumpy because of the grill. They'll be more like a triangle-ish shape, but that's fine. And the nice thing is we're going to get them, they're going to be nice and crispy on the outside. That's the way I like them. And then it can be medium well to done on the inside. Probably don't want to go medium because they have anything less than medium well because they have eggs. And like to think, like, how much should we spend? Look at all these meatballs and we're cooking them. Look at, and then, yeah, you're going to heat up the taco shells and look at how crispy they're getting. Oh, and it's going to be just like you're having taco night, but instead of in a saucepan, we're just going to take the meatball. It's like this. What? Yeah, well, I have it ready for you. And we're like a fork. Oh, wait, there's somebody knocking at the door. Holy cow. Hey, what's up, man? It's Andrew McCarthy, Eric Stoltz, and John Cryer are here to take your pick. You don't have to. You can tell me later. Because I showed them all your profile. Yeah, they're all single tonight. And for you. Believe it. Yeah. Believe it. And the blonde woman from the movie, and Molly Ringwald, just in case you're attracted, you know, whoever, take your pick. Yeah, I made it. There's enough meatballs for everybody. Psh, good to see you. Good. You guys look great. Eric, you and Molly, your hair is all similar shades of red. You guys aren't related, are you? Yeah, no. You guys heard about the girl from Trader Joe's? No, she's got a boyfriend. No big deal. No big deal. So that's it. The meatballs. What you want to do is, hey, everybody, gather around. Hey, John, man, you could have. This is an affordable meal, but I'm sure you could buy freaking your whole calf with the. You're doing great. I'm so happy things worked out for you because I loved you in that hiding out. Yeah, Andrew, you're just the silent type. I know, man. You just kick back. Andrew, you know, I thought for a little while I got you and Paul McCartney mixed up when I was a little kid. Funny, huh? So we're going to take the meatballs off, and then you just hit it with a fork, and like chop it into fourths, and it's taco-sized. Yeah, it's taco Tuesday, and it is Tuesday. Isn't it? Is it Tuesday I'm recording this? Yeah, Taco Tuesday. I'm having Taco Tuesday with you guys. Meatball Taco Tuesday. And then you don't have to eat you could eat these as meatballs on some sort of pasta, maybe, or you can eat them in soft tacos. You can eat them by yourself if you want a low-carb situation. And this really stretches you out. Now, sauce them up, guys, everybody. Yeah, so that's it. I'm here live with you, of course. most important person, and those people that are here to go out with you, well, one of those people. So yeah, why don't you guys fill up on tacos? I have this magical room that you can get to know each other in whatever way you two are comfortable. The rest of us will kick back and just, you know, talk, stomach, you know, just have one of those conversations when you got a stomach full of creamy pasta and tacos and, you know, comfort. That's what we got here. So thanks, you know, again, I got to thank you. I got to thank the girl from Trader Joe's and her boyfriend, who said, he gave me, when I opened the door, he said, you know, don't look at, you know, stay away from her. And I said, don't worry, bro. Got to thank, you know, the concept of Trader Joe's, of convenience and value, you know, or the theory of that, whatever market you shop at. I hope you're getting all that. You know, if you're John Cryer, I got to thank John Cryer for being here. But, you know, he's really did great for himself, so he might not need value, but he probably would respect it still, right, John? And Eric Stoltz, who I've always looked up to for some, I think he's got gravitas, no doubt about it. Mary, and I forgot your last name, but I love you and that cute bob, and you look great. And whatever that movie was with Eric, you did, it was great. You were that kind of faux punker. And Andrew, you know, you put the sweater vest on sweater vest, bro, no doubt about it. And Molly, you know, what can I say about you that hasn't been said? The positive stuff. I don't even know if there's any negative stuff out there about you, but there shouldn't be. So that's it. I'm glad you're all here. I hope I helped you all fall asleep. Molly, I got one question for you, and we'll go out on this. Have you seen Snowpiercer? You have? Because did you notice, so the scientist's daughter, again, I'm not good with names, she seemed to be channeling the girl that was in Breakfast Club with you, whose name escapes me. Like, was she channeling that character, do you think? Like, it seemed to me like it was straight from the Breakfast Club to Snowpiercer by way of my father's the scientist behind this train, and I'm his daughter. That's whatever she was, they were consuming that, like, stuff that they said they, whatever, you know? Right? Totally. Yeah. Oh, you guys could have brought Chris Evans? Yeah, I don't know how I'd react because I saw in the movie Sunshine, he was so good at being dislikable and might just get into a fight with him, even though that's only a character. And I loved him in Snowpiercer. So, yeah, I'm glad you're here. I loved Snowpiercer. Yeah, you don't have to understand it, right? It's great, brave to make a movie like that and make for it to be enjoyable. And it's like almost like, yeah, Terry Gilliam throwback is what I was thinking too. Oh boy. Yeah, you almost look for his name in the credits, right? So great stuff. Yeah, I'm glad we saw it on that. And you know, take your pick, whoever, you know, this is like a dreamlike situation. So, I mean, I see you looking at John Cryer, but I don't know if that's just because he's still hilarious, even funnier in person, right? Or, you know, whatever. Okay. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're asleep, and I'm glad now you have, you know, foods that could may or may not be made. All right, good night.